Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show from the British Tech Network. I'm Ewan Rankin. All the technology news on Monday, the 28th of May, 2012. So Google has been sending out warnings to users in its search results for its Chrome browser. You will get a nasty little pop-up that will come up saying your computer appears to be infected. We believe that your computer is infected with malicious software. If you don't take action, you might not be able to connect to the internet in the future. Oh dear. The bad problem is that Google have made this nasty little pop-up look like a nasty little pop-up, so it looks like one of those things that you should really not click on. Unfortunately, it's a real warning for a DNS change, a piece of malware called RS Plug, Pupa, and Jarlav. Apparently, it's actually lain dormant in hundreds of thousands of computers running Mac OS X, and it's only been suppressed by a network of FBI servers that were put up last year. Unfortunately, on July the 9th, the FBI's Ghost Click network is scheduled to be terminated, so it means all the infected computers won't be able to get onto the internet. Oh dear. That's not good. Google is also to start sharing copyright takedown requests. As part of its new transparency report, Google will now share those firms which have asked for removal requests, how often they do it, and which domains were asked for. Search results seem to be the thing that require copyright removals, and 250,000 removal requests are received each week. So if that's something you want to keep up with, then that's up to you. We might start a podcast on that. Google's Week in Removals. No, maybe not. Dragon X on Friday became the first private spacecraft to dock with the International Space Station. It is a privately owned venture by SpaceX, and they took half a ton of dried food, new clothes and other things up to the Space Center to keep all the astronauts happy up there. Well done. It all unfolded while we were doing the photo show on Friday, and no one's bloody listening. Microsoft Office for iPad is reportedly going to be here on November. A recent report from BGR reiterates the claim that was made in the Daily some time ago that this thing was going to be there. The Daily did claim that they had a leaked copy of it earlier this year, but that turned out to be a bit false. Or maybe it wasn't. We'll have to wait and see. Moshi have also released an ultra-thin MacBook Air shell case. If you've got the MacBook Air, then you'll be frustrated that you can't get one of those high-impact shells to look after it. Well, now you can. The iGlaze Air is available in black, white, and translucent, and it's going to come on Moshi's website. They're $55 and $60 for the 11 and 13-inch. It's just a bit of pressed plastic, everyone. Don't be a sucker. Now, we knew on Friday that Airfoil Speakers Touch has been removed from the App Store, and it seems that AirFloat has also gone as well. These are pieces of software that allow you to ping your music around via the AirPlay facility and a lot of other things. No one knows why, there's no explanation from Apple, and there's lots and lots of theories out there around iOS 6, though some people are saying no, it's not. There'll be something else go today, I'm sure, though. Zedboard has created the electric skateboard. This thing has got power to it. There's no word on how long it lasts and how heavy you have to be to make it last a bit longer. I guess there's going to be a size to weight comparison. Do you want to start flipping it around all over the place, or you just want to ride it to and from somewhere? Who knows? The board starts at $500 and goes up to the pro model at $750, and you've got to pay $50 for shipping, which is a huge amount. If you want to buy it, go ahead. And if you liked E.T. as a movie, fear not, because they kept the 35mm film and it's now coming out on Blu-ray. There's no release date for it yet and there's no word on price, but it'll be out there in glorious 1080p. Oh yes, jolly good. And finally, Canix has brought out a new Thunderbolt cable. It's there to beat Apple's. It's 6 foot long, just like Apple's, and it does Thunderbolt, just like Apple's. However, it's black, not like Apple's, and it's a completely different price from Apple's. Huzzah, you say. Finally, the cheap market's made it. No bad luck. It's $10 more. Who the hell's going to buy this thing? I'd rather buy the white Apple one. It will be on the desk anyway. Who cares? Muppets. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com, or you can follow us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at British Tech News and British Tech Network, respectively. We'll try and be back again on Wednesday, but I'm travelling, so it might not be all there. And then we'll be back again on Thursday with the big show as normal, and then we'll have Friday fun with the new show in the morning, photo show at 2 and Mac show at 3:30. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.